One, two, three, go, read. And the word arise means kumi. Okay, now go back, go back, go back, go back, go back, go back. And he took the damsel by the hand and he said unto her, Talitha kumi, which is being interpreted, damsel, I say unto you, arise. Verse 42. And straight away, the damsel arose. Listen, there are so many people today who they are having a dead situation. You must understand that damsel there was dead. And Jesus went and said, Talitha kumi, which means what? Arise. Now, when Jesus said, Talitha kumi, the Bible says the child who was dead, I mean, the damsel who was dead arose. You see, some of you, what you are doing, it just needs one word from a prophet. A word of Talitha kumi. Then everything about you will rise.
Oh, yes.
Now the Bible says what? Arise, shine. For thy light has come. So Jesus took the hand, the damsel, and he said, Talitha kumi, sit down. Let me teach you something. I want you to mark those words. Took the damsel's by hand, and he said unto her, Talitha kumi. Now underline the word Talitha kumi. The real pronunciation of kumi is K-O-O-M. Kum. You must understand this is English. So they had to interpret it in an English way for you to pronounce how it is pronounced in Hebrew. So the word Talitha kumi. Kumi comes from the word kum. That's how it pronounces in Hebrew word kum. Which means to arise. So what does the word Talitha mean? Wow. The word Talitha comes from a great revelation. Malachi chapter 4 verse 2. Remember about the time the seven lamps were supposed to be burning and the time they're supposed to be put off. What time were they putting fire on the candles? In the evening. And what time were they putting it off?
In the morning.
And I told you about another sun that came to replace the morning. And who is this sun?
Jesus.
Jesus came to replace the morning. Why were they switching off why were they removing or taking off the light from the candles in the morning? Because the sun was rising in the morning. The reason why they were putting off the light from the candles, why they were quenching the fire from the candles, is because they wanted to connect with the light of the morning, with the sunlight in the morning. Now the Bible says there will be another sun that will come. All right, the Bible says what? Micah 4 verse 2. The Bible says, but unto you that fear my name shall the sun of righteousness arise. Talitha kumi, young girl, arise. Arise, shine. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And you shall go forth and grow up as calves of the storm. Do you know the word there? Do you know the word there? The sun shall rise with healing in his what? Wings. Can I ask a question? Does the sun have wings? Yes. The word wings on that scripture is not like the wings which you know to fly. If you look at the sun, it has got the rays around it. You know those rays? Do you know those rays? Huh? Those rays, they are called Talitha.
Priest Mason, we hear you, Papa.
Now, the Bible says, the son of righteousness shall arise with healing in its Talitha. Okay. I'm talking to people, all right?
Oh, yes, Mason.
Am I communicating with somebody or you are being communicated?
Yes, Papa.
If you're following, clap your hands for Jesus Christ. Say Talitha.
Talitha.
Say again, Talitha.
Talitha.
So the word healing in is, okay? How many are following? How many understand the word wings of the sun? What are the wings of the sun? The rays of the sun. So all the rays you see, the sun rays, that comes from the sun, are called the wings. In Hebrew, they're called what? Talitha. Now, what does the word Talitha mean? If you hear about Jesus, a woman who went and touched his hem, and she was healed. Okay, Matthew 9 verse 21. Let's check this. Matthew 9 verse 21. I just want somebody to get into a level of understanding something. Because before we do something today, before you know it, you go home, you'll be so shocked. For she said, all right, let's start from verse 19 for people who are for starters, okay? And Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. Verse 20, the Bible says, and behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. The word it touched is haptoma. Haptoma, meaning to burn, to set fire. It is to touch, to give you an emotion. Everybody may touch you. You may know that people are touching me. Everybody's touching you. But to touch you in a way that you must feel an emotion, something. People may be touching you, but if a person brings a needle among those people and put that needle on your back, the feeling will be different. Yes. Oh, are you there?
Oh, yes, me, sir.
You'll be like, what just happened? Yes. No, everybody's touching you. No. Somebody touched him in a different way. Yes. So to haptoma, it means to bend, to touch with the feeling of fire. So you may be standing there, people may be touching you, but another hand may touch you with a bending sensation. I'm talking to somebody here.
Oh, yes, me, sir.
Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, Papa.
So this woman did not just touch Jesus, but she touched Jesus with a burning sensation.
Oh, yes, me, sir.
So Jesus felt some burning at his back.
Oh, yes, me, sir. Please, Papa, we hear you.
And Jesus said, who touched me? So there was a heat. There was a heat. Verse 21, for she said in her heart, verse 21, for she said in her heart to herself, within herself, if I may but touch hapto, touching haptoma.
Oh, yes.
If I may, she said within herself, if I may what?
Touch.
Say haptoma. If I may?
Haptoma.
If I may?
Haptoma.
It means to touch in a different way than everybody. Ah, you are not understanding this. I know everybody is touching him.
Oh yes.
But I want to go with a different touch.
Oh yes, Lisa.
When I haptoma, when I cause, when I make him understand that
yes.
somebody touched me.
Oh, yes.
If I have
haptoma.
Tell your neighbor, I know you're also praying, but I will have Toma. I will have Toma. And Jesus will say, no. Wait a minute. Everybody is praying, but this prayer is coming with a burning sensation.
Yes.
I feel like somebody's getting me right here. Okay, so the Bible says, so the woman, for she said in herself, only if I may touch, she said within herself. Do you know why? Okay, so she went, everybody was touching Jesus. But guess who she touched? Not Jesus, but the hem. Ah, you didn't hear it.
Amazing.
You didn't hear it.
We hear you, Papa.
You didn't hear it.
We hear you, Papa.
You didn't hear it.
We hear you, Papa.
Do you know the name of the hem which Jesus was wearing? It is called Talith. Talith. Say Talith.
Talith.
Talith, which comes from the word Talitha.
Major, 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 major. Priest Papa, we hear you.
The Talith which he was putting on in Hebrew. It is a cloth which they use for prayer. This is the cloth. I didn't make it. It's from Israel, right? This is called a talif. Jesus was wearing this. Now, he was putting something like this. Am I talking to somebody right here? Now, these things you are seeing here. These things you are seeing here, that's what the woman touched. This cloth is called a talith because of these things. Do you know what they represent? The lays, sun lays.
Jesus.
When you see the sun, it has got every sun. If you look at the sun like this, it has got these lays around it, which are called the talith. These are the wings. So there is no talif without the verses written on it. That's why every talif has got words, verses written on every talif. Hey, we did not make this thing, eh? We took this thing from Israel. Did you hear that?
Oh, yes, Papa.
This, now, when the Bible says, you must, a true prayer is this prayer, that you may close yourself in a closet. People think a closet is a house, a bedroom, or a certain room. The closet referred there was a talif. So people, if they are praying in Israel until today, they cover themselves in a closet. Which closet?
Talif.
It is a talif. So you hold it like this and cover yourself in prayer. That's the cross that the Bible was talking about. Nothing else. So the talif, it is written, the word of God everywhere. This talif is used for prayer.
Oh, yes, Papa, I see.
In other words, the talif has got two meanings. Prayer and the word of God. What have I said?
Prayer and the word of God.
No, you're not hearing. You're not hearing. So when Jesus Christ was ministering, people were touching him. But a woman remembered the scripture in the book of Malachi that no, the healing will be in his wings. You are not understanding. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Oh, yes.
Where everybody was just touching Jesus. This woman remembered the book of Malachi that the power of healing, yes, it will be in the wings.
Jesus.
So when Jesus helped, I mean when the woman haptomat touched, Jesus felt the burning sensation because the woman had the revelation of the sun having the legs, and she was not touching Jesus, she was touching the hem, the talif or talit. So the woman had a revelation. She knew what the Bible was talking about. So she never touched Jesus, but she touched the Bible didn't say the son will have the healing, but there will be healing where? In the wings. So the woman touched the wings. When she did that, the Bible says, Jesus said, who has haptomad me? People were like, no, everybody's touching you. But the Bible says, the woman said, it's me. For she said within herself, if I touch him, I'll be healed. The question is, this woman had not even gone to check if the blood had stopped oozing or not. But she said it within. There are miracles we speak within ourselves.
Oh, yes, Mason.
I'm talking.
We hear you, Papa.
I don't need a scientific proof.
Oh, yes.
That God has given me my blessing. I can see it within myself.
Oh, yes, Mason.
I'm going to be sitting in the miracle tent. I'm going to be sitting in Hoe. But within myself, I know, even if Major One did not come here, but something has taken place. The Bible says, for the woman said within. Within what?
Hassan.
No. I'm talking to right people, I think. I'm talking. I like this direction. This is why. The woman said what? She said away. Within what?
Herself.
Within herself. If I touch, not him, but the hem. If I touch the talif. Are you understanding?
Oh, yes, Papa.
So the talif means what? It means what? The talif is a symbol of what? Which means what? Prayer and what? The word of God. Are you understanding that? Because the Bible says he sent his word and he healed their diseases. So the talif represents the word of God. That's why the talif, there is the word of God written and declared on that talif. Let me show you something. Let me show you. Look at this word. You are not a talif until there is a word of God declared upon it. Well, what does it say? Okay, because of time.
I receive.
Today.
Oh, yes.
Should I make it pass around?
Oh, yes, Major. Oh, yes, Major.
Now, the Bible says, are you here or you're home?
We are here, Mesa.
So the Bible says, so Jesus, this woman had a revelation of who Jesus was. He knew Jesus, the son of righteousness, but he's carrying healing in his wings. Because the talif means what? Prayer. It's used for prayer. It also means what? The word of God. Now go back to Mark 5 verse 41. Go back to Mark 5 verse 41. 1, 2, 3, go read. Now let me show you something. The word talitha kumi, kumi in that scripture, it means young girl, arise. But talitha was not interpreted on that scripture. The word talitha comes from the word talif or talit. So when Jesus said talitha kumi, what he meant was that prayer cloth. So Jesus said talitha kumi, arise. Meaning the prayer, the word of God, arise. You are so slow. So Jesus is mentioning a cloth, and he's telling the cloth to rise. He didn't say, damsel, arise. He said, talitha kumi. The name of a girl was not talitha. But he says, talitha kumi, meaning the prayer cloth, arise. Ladies and gentlemen, there are moments we have been praying. There are moments of being in the word of God. But there is a time where you want the word and your prayer to arise. You are not hearing at all. I said there is a time we pray. There is a time we are in the word of God. You reach a level where things are dead. Where something really must happen. That is the time you remind yourself of who you are, of your prayers, the word of God. You begin to say, let my prayers arise. Let the word of God arise. In short, talitha kumi.
That's it.
Say, my prayer will arise today.
My prayer will arise today.
So you must understand this moment. Jesus was facing a dead child. There was a dead girl, young girl. There was a dead girl. And Jesus says, talitha kumi. He didn't say young girl. He didn't say girl. Damn, no, he said what? Talitha kumi, meaning what? The talif for prayer. That I have been praying. The word of God, arise. And the Bible says he took the girl by the hand and the girl came back to life. Because of the word prayer and the word that I've been praying all this time. Arise.